DW. Like tens of thousands of Tunisians, Issam Nouali headed to Europe on a rickety boat after his country's revolution in 2011, hoping for a better life. But there was no pot of gold on the other side of the Mediterranean.
We went by boat from Zarzis. Hamdullah, we got to Lampedusa. After that, we worked in France, but it's very hard to find work there.
In Paris, Nouali first found a job in construction, then flipping pizzas. As an illegal migrant, he was paid under the table.
If you don't have papers, you can't find work. You live all by yourself there. There's nothing. I missed my country.
So Nouali went home. Unlike many other Tunisians, he now has a job. He enrolled in a program for returning migrants sponsored by the French government. 7 months later, he opened a store selling spare parts here in Zarzis.
You can consider the effort a success. 92% of the projects that are financed still exist today.
Faisal Deshisha is president of ADDCI, one of the Tunisian NGOs running the French-funded program. It offers training and startup funds so returnees can open small businesses.
Ces initiatives ou ces programmes ont été confiés à des grandes organisations.
Other initiatives run by big organizations have bureaucrats who treat numbers, not people. These youngsters are looking not just for financial support, but for moral support and supervision.
Et qui se sentent vraiment encadrés et soutenus et accompagnés.
The program allowed Imed Zouaga, who left a poorly paid factory job outside Paris, to buy a long-distance taxi that runs from Zarzis to Tunis, about 550 kilometers away.
Now I'm going to stay here for good. I don't need to go back there. I work for myself and I earn good money. Things are good.
Things may be good for Zouaga, but they're not so good for Tunisia. This tiny North African country is struggling with rising unrest, militant Islam, and soaring unemployment. In the southern Mednin governorate, where Zarzis is located, up to one-third or more of youngsters are jobless, toxic figures that sparked nationwide protests earlier this year. Many Tunisians dream of leaving, and many already have. Today, about 1 in 10 Tunisians lives abroad. Lorena Lando, who heads the International Organization for Migration's Tunis office, says few want to admit that immigrant life can be tough.
When you come home on holidays or return, you hardly speak of the challenging time. The fact that you share an apartment with another 10 people, the fact that you are only working 10 days a month, the struggle, etc. So you normally present always the fact that you succeeded in your journey to Europe. So this triggered more people wanting to go, just seeing how good it is for those who went.
It's harder to immigrate illegally these days. And if the French training program offers a rare bright spot, NGO head Deshisha is the first to admit that it's no solution for migration or for Tunisia's broader problems. Fewer than 500 people have graduated from the course so far.
Il y a des pistes qu'on peut exploiter au niveau de l'agriculture biologique.
Deshisha says Tunisia needs to create new employment opportunities, for example, in organic agriculture or solar energy. Otherwise, young Tunisians may find few outlets except protest or setting sail from places like Zarzis. Lisa Bryant, DW, Zarzis, Tunisia.
This report was brought to you by DW.